I need to point out before getting into this story that I am outing myself after 41 years of not telling anyone about the 4 days in 1980 that absolutely changed my life and changed the way I look at wildlife and nature forever. That being said, let us proceed. As I said, it was 1980 and I was a young and dumb 19-year-old. At that time, my older brother was a musician with his own band in Connecticut. It was not at all uncommon for me to hop in my car on a Friday and head to Connecticut to catch my brother's shows and spend the weekend partying and hanging out with the band and all the associated groupies that went along with that. That general knowledge and acceptance by my family is what I used to execute a plan that would probably put my life in far more danger than I realized at the time. I was still living with my parents in our home in Lindenhurst, Long Island, New York, when I put my master plan into action. I told my parents that I would be going to my brother's on Thursday and would probably be spending the weekend and maybe until Tuesday there. It was June of 1980. When Thursday arrived, I packed up my 1973 Oldsmobile Toronado with the camping gear I still had from my Boy Scout days. I also loaded into the trunk something that, looking back, was a major flaw in my plan. A 30-30 rifle and about 10 rounds of ammo. My father had two identical rifles and I was taking one of them. Both of my parents were at work, so no one was there to see me load up. Once everything was loaded up, I hopped in my car and headed not to Connecticut, but to Rangeley, Maine. Just for the record, my dad never noticed the rifle missing that weekend, and I was able to successfully replace it without detection. Also, it had not been fired, so all the ammunition went back as well. I'd left around 9 a.m. on that Thursday and proceeded north on I-95 for what would turn out to be about an 11-hour ride. I'd stopped for gas and snacks on the way and, after that, stopped only to pee on the side of the road. At around 8:30 p.m., I arrived in Rangeley. Now, bear in mind, this was 1980, so there were no cell phones, and no one had any clue of where I was. If I had gotten injured or killed, no one would have found my body for, possibly, decades. Like I said, young and dumb. There was a place I knew, a ways outside of the town of Rangeley, right off of Route 16, that was a dirt offshoot from the main road. My father had gone down there about 6 years earlier, and discovered that, about a mile in, it abruptly ended in woods. Turning around to come out would be a challenge, but that was something I would deal with on Monday. I drove to the end of this dirt road with the sun pretty much gone for the day, and made the decision to sleep overnight in the car. I would proceed into the woods first thing in the morning. It appeared that it was going to be a nice night, weather-wise. So I slept with the windows down. In the morning, around 6 a.m., I awoke to the sun just starting to shine through the trees and a car full of mosquitoes. Mistake one. However, I was able to relatively clear the car and I had only gotten a couple of bites. I started the car, closed all the power windows, opened the trunk, and withdrew my pack, tarp, and sleeping bag. The adventure was truly about to begin. After hiking about a mile into the woods, I came across a wide open meadow with a relatively large pond almost dead in the middle of it. I made the decision to set up camp right there. About 20 feet from that pond, I laid down my tarp, spread out my sleeping bag, ate some food from my pack, and proceeded to wander about finding firewood. This would be my home for the next 3 days. I also filled up my old Boy Scout canteen from the pond, which, by my estimation, was perfectly fine to drink from. Probably mistake number two, although I didn't suffer any ill effects from drinking the unfiltered water. It was upon my return to camp with what would be my final load of wood that what I would come to call my roommate made his first appearance. I dropped the final load of wood. I had enough at that point to probably burn down a small city, and started setting up for a fire to cook dinner on. As I was placing kindling, I heard from the other side of the pond a huff. I looked up, and standing there, looking back at me, was a fairly large black bear. My first instinct was to reach for the rifle. I did exactly that. I shouldered it, and that bear did something that kind of caught me completely off guard. He shook his head a little as if to say, "I can't believe you're this stupid," and walked a few more feet to the edge of the pond, lowered his head, and started drinking. I lowered the rifle and just watched as this magnificent creature satisfied his thirst. When he was satisfied, he shook off the water from his face and snout, turned, and simply walked off to the other side of the meadow and into the woods. I started my fire and, as it was burning, unloaded the rifle. I slept under the main sky that night, fully exposed to the elements, but there was no weather. Just a moonlit sky and stars like I had never seen before. The next morning, after a somewhat fitful night's sleep, I woke up, took my percolator coffee pot out, and made myself some coffee. As I sat there drinking it, my new friend returned. This time there was no huff. He just walked right up to the pond and drank. Also, about 5 minutes later, three deer appeared to also partake of the beautiful clean water. Over the 3 days, I was able to see deer, two skunks, raccoons, and of course, my bear roommate. That bear returned every day, never once paying me any mind. By the luck of the universe, there wasn't a single drop of rain or anything that would compromise my sleeping arrangement. I, by the way, never bothered to hang a bear bag. I never hung my food, and that bear never showed any interest in it. By Monday, I felt like I had in some small way become a part of that natural ecosystem. The bear never came closer than the other side of the pond. Even the raccoons didn't choose to enter my camp. The only thing that entered my camp without apology were mosquitoes and the first emergence of black flies for the season. On Monday, I packed up camp and hiked the mile back to my car. As I was loading the trunk, I could feel a tear slip down my cheek. I was going to truly miss my roommate and the setting that I found my way to nature in. Little did I know that it would be many decades before I would be able to make an attempt to try and recapture that by hiking the Appalachian Trail. Even less did I know that it would take two attempts to actually try and possibly complete it. Happy trails.